I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Alvarado the fake. Now it's hooked in. It takes a flick and it's in. It's Edson Alvarez. The flag comes up for offside. Mexico have had multiple goals ruled out for offside at this tournament.
It stays together and then do they step? It's not on this one. It's the second one. Oh boy. Looks like Edson Alvarez. He might be onside there and kept on as the U.S. were trying to step out.
And it is a good goal. It is a Mexico goal. It is Edson Alvarez who's given Mexico the lead with 12 minutes to play.
The U.S. falls in the Gold Cup final to Mexico. 1 year away from the FIFA World Cup. In the U.S., with their quote-unquote golden generation. And I feel like every time they play, it's like, uh-oh. This is what we got for next year. It's not going great. They did. We talked to Brian Mazurowski down the hall from WBEN, who's very in on this, that the U.S. finally went for the big European manager. And it's still just not going great. And how many right now that aren't plugged in like day to day on the U.S. men's national team are like, yeah, this is same old same. They've been telling me for 20 years that they're finally going to be great, and they're never going to actually gonna be great. So we'll see. World Cup next year. A lot of soccer right now. The Club World Cup has been kind of a flop, I think. I saw a story that ticket prices for the semifinal for the Club World Cup that they're having here in the U.S. with all the top clubs in the world. Ticket prices originally were $300, the lowest ticket price for the semifinal, and they have slashed the prices to $13 because they are so afraid of having an empty building, which they've had a lot of during this tournament. So that's not going great. They'll have no problems like that for the World Cup next year, but for the Club World Cup, it has been it's been an issue. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's a beautiful Monday morning. Jeremy White's off this week. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary will be in with me tomorrow. Of the things that are going on right now in sports, Wimbledon, right? The John Deere Classic from the weekend, although if you're a big golf fan, you would have known there weren't many big names in the field. It was very slim pickings. This week, the Scottish Open, and then next week is the Open Championship. So we're almost at another golf major, so we're getting there. I mentioned all the soccer that's going on right now. And then baseball, right now, the Blue Jays have won, I think, is it eight in a row? Eight in a row. And Zach Jones, I saw, went to a game yesterday. It was because he's an Angels fan, though, and that didn't go well for them. So Blue Jays are like the story in the sport right now. So, yeah, I've thought about driving up this week. Quick hour and a half drive up to Toronto, 2 hour drive up, depending on the time of day, go see a game. because they're playing really good. First place in the AL East. So that's going on too right now. And then it's just waiting for training camp for the Bills. And the thing I was thinking about this morning, and the thing the Bills haven't done yet, as we approach camp, and then we'll get to preseason, and then the regular season. There is a preseason game this month, by the way. The Hall of Fame game is at the end of the month. And I don't feel like there is a ton of anxiousness for this Bills regular season. I think everybody is excited for it and can't wait for football to be back. And, you know, that's nearing. This is going to be, I think, a less stressful regular season, assuming that something unforeseen doesn't happen, where the Bills, I don't even know what it would be, but would lose 2 years ago when they are 6-6 and they lose to Denver and they're firing the coordinator, and it's like, what is happening here? There was a point in time where 2 seasons ago, their playoff probability was like 30% to make it. The reason I can't see that happening this year is, one, big difference then to now with confidence in the offensive coordinator. I think there's way more confidence right now going into this year with Joe Brady than there would have been then with Ken Dorsey. Dorsey had been here a year, and there were mixed results, mixed feelings on how that had gone. Brady did a phenomenal job in his first full season, and even the half season before that. So I guess the league could catch up to him, but I am not expecting that. And the roster is improved, and they're pretty much a team without holes all over the roster. They've got some spots where maybe you'd like to see them do, you know, better than they are on paper. Safety might be one of them. But there's just not this angst with me about their season.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So, not really stressed, but there is absolutely one thing the Bills haven't done yet that I'd love to see them do, and I'm going to be all in on seeing them do. And I put a poll up on Twitter, and half of our voters out of three options are saying the same. Like, I'm the reason that this regular season is important is I am all in on getting the one seed. Every year we talk about it, every year we follow it during the season, something to chase, right? But it's not yet happened for them. And I do think there is a huge advantage that comes with it. And if they are ever going to make the Super Bowl, I think we've seen time and time again, they fall on the road, often at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. And I know there is also the one time where they did lose here. So for me, like, depending on how important you see the one seed as, there's also how you see the benefit of it. And I think a lot of people immediately jump to, well, I get home field throughout the entirety of the playoffs. And that's great, especially in the final year of Highmark Stadium. To have home field throughout the playoffs in the final year at the stadium would be special. It would be great because it would set up the possibility of the final game in that stadium's history being an AFC championship where you win to go to the Super Bowl. Be an all-time day at that stadium. I'm one that I wouldn't be able to rival. If you were there during the 90s, 51-3, winning Super Bowl, winning AFC championships to advance to the Super Bowl, the comeback game, you've got a million of those. You know, not to say we have none. If you're my age, you've got the New England playoff game, the perfect game. But you don't have a game where you want it to go to the Super Bowl. And that would be awesome. But the real value that I see in getting the one seed, something the Bills have not yet done, is you are guaranteeing yourself the easiest path to getting to the Super Bowl. And you are potentially avoiding Kansas City, which I still want to feel like that is important. Time and time again, they've kind of beaten that respect into you that it would be great to avoid them and to have a run, to have a series of games where you don't have to go to Arrowhead or they don't even have to come here. The evidence of that, in the last four playoffs, really the last three, are the big key to this. You are easily getting the best path. You're getting a free playoff win. That first round bye is critical. Free playoff win. You don't have to potentially lose anybody to injury the week before. You know, I think the rest versus rust debate has leaned rest in recent years as being much more valuable. And then it really sets up for the Bills or whoever would be that one seed winner to have the easier second round game to the point where you might only have to beat one truly elite team to get to the Super Bowl. In the last 3 years, the path of the one seed, starting in 2022, and then I'll work my way up to 2024. Starting in 2022, the one seed's path, Jacksonville, Cincinnati. That's it. Just two, remember. You don't have to play that third game. Last year, the Bills go Denver, Baltimore, Kansas City. That's tough. And you could do that, and teams have done that. I think the Chiefs have done something like that 2 years ago. But that's a tough road, even if they are at home. 3 years ago, Jacksonville and Cincinnati. That was it. That's all Kansas City had to do to reach the Super Bowl. 2023, Houston, followed by Kansas City. That's Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't end up finishing the job there. They lose to the Chiefs. But what was their path? Beat the Texans and then beat Kansas City. And then last year, Kansas City's the one seed. What's their path? Houston, Buffalo. So 3 years in a row, the winner of that one seed in the regular season has not had to play anybody in week one of the playoffs, and then in week two have had the AFC South winner. And that 4-5 matchup, can't you see that 4-5 game this year being like Houston and Pittsburgh again? Or Houston and the Chargers again, or whoever that second place AFC West team is, if Kansas City happens to win it again. the odds of it being like a Baltimore or the Chiefs or somebody, the Bengals maybe, you know, maybe the Bengals would be a team that you'd be more worried about for that. But 3 years in a row, it's been that AFC South winner. And not to say that that's a gimme or that that team is a pushover, but kinda. Nobody ever takes the winner of that division seriously. And I can't imagine taking the winner of that division seriously again this year. So really what it is you are most likely, if the Bills are able to go through the regular season, they're able to get that one seed finally, which they've never done. You are most likely eliminating the possibility that you are going to have to play Baltimore and Kansas City in the same playoff run. And I think the value of that is far greater than even just the getting to play home field throughout the playoffs. But of course, you get that as well. So you tell me, how important is this Bills regular season to you? Is the one seed enough to be the end-all be-all of a 17-game slate? Because I just don't... We've talked about New England and their schedule and them coming up a little bit, but I really just can't realistically see the Patriots or the Dolphins giving the Bills a real fight, a real stressful fight during this season. Let me know what you think. 803-0550 is the phone number. Talk a little more on that, on the importance of this regular season as we get closer and closer. Training camp in a couple of weeks. And Hard Knocks as well. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal Capaccio is coming up. Not Sal Capaccio. Paul Hamilton, excuse me, is coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll talk more about the Bo Byram situation, and we'll get some more football in after that as well. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today, and this is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.